Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
There's not many things as epic as jumping over a volcano in a monster truck or even swinging over a crocodile-infested river. But $2.99 for a classic burger and medium fries at Mackey's comes pretty close. Deal drop. Redeem all week only in the app. 18 plus. One time use per week until the 23rd of March. Offer includes selected classic burgers. Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
We lost our way, got off the track. But watch us now. Watch out. We're coming. Those blues sure made us wake up. They said, get back to love again. I guess it's good we got that shake up. So we go back, get back to love again.
As Al Jolson used to say, you ain't heard nothing yet. I'll be on again later tonight and all night long till 5:30 a.m. with Artie Shaw, Fats Waller, Charlie Spivak, Rudy Valley, plus thousands more on the Danny Styles Nostalgia Extravaganza. See you later tonight on 1050 a.m. Stereo.
Hi, Danny, this is Tony D. I'd like your listeners to know that they can join me for some great big band sound Sunday morning at 5 a.m. here on New York's Greater 1050 WEVD.
Opinions expressed by guests of the following program do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of the producers, sponsors, and host of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, nor the staff and management of WEVD.
He is considered the Hulk Hogan of the Mexican-based AAA promotion, a wrestling organization considered by many insiders as the top pro wrestling group in the world today. In the 9 short months they have been in operation, the AAA has had the highest ratio of sold-out events this side of the globe. Tonight, live in the studio, Lucha Libre sensation Conan joins us live in the studio. Also joining us tonight, former NWA World Champion, one of the most respected men in wrestling, Terry Funk, shares his expertise with us. All this, plus much more, tonight, right here on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
And now, Eastside Wrestling presents John Arizzi's Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Brought to you by Hulbro Paint Industries. 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Your one-stop center for all your home and commercial painting needs. Here's your host, John Arizzi.
How you doing, wrestling fans? Welcome to another edition of the program, the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, our third week back right here on New York's Greater 1050 WEVD, broadcasting across the northeastern part of the United States. Well, I tell you, I'm very, very excited tonight. It's been an interesting day. For the very first time, I've had the opportunity to meet and talk to and get to know a little bit one of the true superstars in the world of professional wrestling. And he's joining us tonight from Mexico. And he is considered the guy down there. Let me tell you, folks, if you have not seen Conan wrestle, you're certainly missing something, but most of you, I'm sure, have. I'd like to welcome you, Conan, to the program. Welcome to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Welcome to the United States.
Right, thank you very much, and I'm happy to be back in the United States. I grew up in Miami, and I'd been away from here for about 2 years.
And we will talk wrestling with Conan tonight. Also joining us, direct from the Double Cross Ranch, that's down in Canyon, Texas, none other than the former champion, Terry Funk. And let's see if we could bring Terry on right now to say hello to him. Terry, are you with us tonight? Okay, Terry Funk is there, and he is joining us from from the Double Cross Ranch. Terry, are you there?
Am I there? Is this John Arizzi?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Big John? I'm running around the Texas Panhandle right now.
Always having fun.
Having a hell of a time out here.
Well, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Should I mention your name?
Yeah.
Carlos Espada, known as Conan down in Mexico. Carlos, say hello to Terry Funk.
Hello, Mr. Funk. I'm a big fan of yours, and it's a pleasure to say hi to you.
Carlos, I've watched you a million times on TV. You are wonderful.
And we're going to talk.
You are wonderful, Carlos. I think you're wonderful.
Thank you very much. Well, in a way, you're one of my mentors, so to speak, and I've tried to learn a lot from you, and I think I have.
Well, I hope so. I don't know how good that is, really. You might have picked the wrong person to learn from, you know.
You're the best.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if I really am or not. But,
okay, gentlemen. Terry, you're going to be with us for the hour. Lots of things happening in the careers of Terry Funk as well. We'll talk about what you're going to be doing next week in the Philadelphia area. Big show is promoted by Todd Gordon's Wrestling Group. We'll talk about that. We're going to take your calls and comments right here at the program at 212-477-5610. So what we're going to do first, before we even get to the meat of the program, we're going to talk about the people who bring us here each and every week, who make it possible for the Pro Wrestling Spotlight to broadcast from the station. And I want to also welcome one of our sponsors sitting right here with me in the studio tonight. He's known as Early Earl from Holbro Paint, and he's brought down these fantastic Holbro Paint caps for everybody tonight. And Holbro Paint, of course, is located 1851 Flatbush Avenue, right in the heart of Brooklyn. They have the lowest prices available. And now, with the purchase of 4 gallons of the Benjamin Moore Regal products, any Regal products, right, Early Earl? Any one of them? Okay. The Regal Wall Satin, the Regal Aqua Glow, the Regal Aqua Velvet, the Regal Aqua Pearl. All you got to do is ask for either Early Earl or Johnny O.
That's right.
And you give him a drop kick. That's what you want the guys to do, right?
You don't want to hurt him too bad. A headlock is good enough.
Okay, a headlock or a drop kick. Say you heard it on the program and you will receive, with the purchase of any of these Regal products by Benjamin Moore, a free roller and tray kit. And that is absolutely free with the purchase of 4 gallons of Benjamin Moore's Regal products. You got to come down to Holbro Paints, and we're going to be announcing right here at the program soon the personal appearance of one of the wrestling superstars at Holbro Paint. Once again, located 1851 Flatbush Avenue, the lowest prices available on all those great Benjamin Moore products. Give them a call at 718-338-7800, 718-338-7800. And remember, ask for Early Earl or Johnny O for that special deal. Buy the 4 gallons of the Benjamin Moore Regal Wall Satin or any of those fine products, and you will receive the free roller and tray kit valued at $7.95. Remember, they sponsor this program, so come down there and give them your support. And we will return with the start of the program. We have lots to talk about tonight. Don Leibel is not with us. He is up in Massachusetts covering a match. But we will return with more of the program right after this short time out.
This is Cactus Jack. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Rizzi will return after this short timeout.
Wrestling fans, don't go away. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Rizzi will return right after this short timeout. Wrestling fans, the Wrestling Today magazine hotline gives you the inside information you need to know. Wrestling journalist John Arizzi updates the line each day with no holds barred coverage on what is making news in and out of the ring. By calling 900-933-7526, you will be an informed pro wrestling fan. That's 900-933-7526. The cost is just $1.49 a minute. Kids under 18 must have their parents' permission before calling. Whether you have a touchtone or rotary phone, you can reach John Arizzi on the Wrestling Today magazine hotline now for just $1.49 per minute. Call 900-933-7526. 900-933-7526 today.
Okay, and we're back. We want to tell you about a very special event that's going to be taking place on Sunday, March 21st. The National Committee for Furtherance of Jewish Education of Long Island will broadcast a telethon for life that's throughout the Metropolitan Area Cable Systems, Channel 30 on Long Island. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Your pledges are urgently needed to sustain vital programs that affect the future of the Jewish community. Your donations support counseling services for those who are victims of drug abuse or AIDS and provide education for both children and adults all over Long Island. And the host for this telethon will be Mickey B., the Prince of Rock and Roll himself, direct from WNYG Radio out on Long Island. Special guests, John Ritter, the Belmonts, the Drifters, Professor Irwin Corey, Gilbert and Sullivan, Miss Florida, Gary U.S. Bonds will all be at this telethon. You can watch it on your cable systems Sunday, March 21st from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and we'll also be making a special guest appearance ourselves with a couple of top wrestling stars. Don't forget, Sunday, March 21st, it's a telethon for life hosted by the Prince of Rock and Roll, Mickey B. of Mickey B's Jukebox Review. Okay, Don Leibel usually does the news capsule. Donnie's in Massachusetts covering a big wrestling match tonight. Can you believe it? Killer Kowalski. Conan, I'm sure you're familiar with the legendary Killer Kowalski, wrestling tonight in Massachusetts against the Honky Tonk Man. And that's taking place in Massachusetts, and we'll get a full report from Don next week. The only big, real big news in wrestling this week, two title changes in WCW. The WCW tag titles changed in Macon, Georgia. The team of Flyin' Brian Pillman, also teaming up with Steve Austin, defeated the current champions, now former champions, Ricky Steamboat and Dustin Rhodes. And also for the WCW television title, Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff won the tournament, defeating Eric Watts, which should make a lot of people happy listening to this program. Conan, did you ever have any dealings with the Cowboy Bill, the big cowboy?
No, none whatsoever.
I'm sure Terry has probably dealt with Mr. Watts. Terry, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
What do you think of the situation with development Watts recently down there?
To be very serious with you, it was a tough situation. It really was. Bill, he got himself into some problems by pushing his son possibly too hard. But, there's nepotism in every form of business today, whether it's the WCW, whether it's the, whatever company it might be, there's nothing that says it's anything wrong with pushing your child or your son or your spouse or whatever for a better, to have a better job opportunity. And that's what he was doing in the world of wrestling, And I'm not so... sure it was wrong, but wrestling is different. You must understand that wrestling is a different type of sport, and it's a different type of business than anything else in the world today.
Yeah.
So you have to watch yourself there, And, I think that Eric will be good one of these days. I know that a lot of people will disagree with me, but I think Eric Watts has some ability, and I think that he'll show that ability in the future if he's able to withstand all of the pressure from all of his peers.
Yeah, a little too much too soon, a lot of people feel, for Eric Watts.
Well, sure it was.
Well, sitting next to me, Terry, I tell you, I've been spending a lot of time...
I wanted to say something about that.
Go right ahead.
Because you have Conan next to you.
That's right.
And I want to say this, and this is a compliment to him and his promotion and the people that are behind him, that... they have a excellent promotion, and a few people out there that are listening to this show haven't watched the Spanish wrestling from Mexico, well, you're making a mistake, because it's very, very good, it's very competitive, it's entertainment, but a lot more athletic ability than anything else, and I think that that overrides a lot of what we're seeing in this country today. And that's a compliment to you, Conan. It's a compliment to your fellow wrestlers from Mexico. That it does. It mesmerizes me, and I damn sure look at it every time I get a chance to watch it on the television. Give me
some of that. The McDonald's McCrispy. Chicken perfection. It's crispy, juicy, and oh, so tender. And you can't forget the delicious creamy mayo and the... Oh, what was I saying? Right. The McCrispy, too good to ignore. Served after 11 a.m. subject to availability.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites? Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps to the top of search results, reaching the candidates you need. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Speed up your hiring today with a £100 sponsored job credit at indeed.com/SPANUK. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, thank you very much, and if you watch it tomorrow, I don't know when it comes out over there in Texas, you're going to see one of the greatest shows that AAA has ever produced. It was incredible from the first match to the last, but the goals that have been set by our president, Antonio Peña, every match tries to outdo the other, and we all have a very professional we challenge each other to outdo the preceding match. But before I continue, I wanted to say something. I just want to digress for a moment. I wanted to say something about the NWA. It's a shame. I grew up in Miami, so obviously what I watched was the NWA. I watched Jack Briscoe, Dusty, the Funks.
You watched the Funks.
Yeah, that's the wrestling I grew up with. That old style, you know, kick-ass wrestling, which I so dearly loved, and some of those great technical matches with Dory and Jack and Hiro Matsuda and so on and so forth. But what I'm trying to get at is this. It's a shame that the NWA, after so many years of prestige and having direction, has no focus. They're changing. The championships are changing hands every other week. They turn people for no reason. The people are lost. I watch WCW every time I get a chance down in Mexico, which is about every other week. I'm completely lost. Some of these videos that they make, like I saw one of something about the White Castle with Vader and Sting. I mean, you're insulting every human being.
They are. It's insulting your intelligence.
Yeah, and you know, I think what they should do, and I really mean this, I think they should have a booking committee, and I have always felt it's bad to give too much power to one person like they did with Watts. You need a balance. You need a system of checks and balances. And what you should do is have like three or four people that know about wrestling. Like, for example, I would say Ricky Steamboat, Ric Flair, yourself, somebody else, where you guys have a lot of knowledge. You know what you need to do to get angles over. That's what they should do. We have no time to put Jim Herd or anybody else on the job training. This is a business where you can't be losing money. But that's my personal opinion.
That's a pretty darn good opinion there.
Yes, it is. For those of you in the New York area, I have my attorney in the other room also, Mr. Scholar, on Galavision. It airs on Sunday nights. The AAA promotion airs on Sunday nights at 7:30, is it? About 7:30 or so? About 8 o'clock. And it's how long of a program is it usually? A couple hours?
2 hours.
2 hours. I saw a show, the February 14th show was spectacular. It was in the middle of a driving rainstorm in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
The matches were outdoing each other. There was a six-man tag match where each one of the individuals in the ring had done a spot off the top rope outside to the arena floor.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, of course, when Conan's music starts to introduce him to the crowd, the place erupts. And very, very exciting. And I have to ask you a question. What are you doing here in the New York area? What brings you to the East Coast?
Well, we're coming down here because we're looking at some locations for a movie that I'm going to do for Mexico. And basically because of my popularity in wrestling, I've been able to channel it into soap operas, record deals, and now a movie offer. And, you know, you just have to take advantage of the business aspect of this because you don't know when you might get hurt. You got a lot of sharks around you that want to capitalize on your name. And if you're not smart, you can leave this sport penniless, like a lot of boxers and wrestlers in Mexico who they're so busy partying and drinking and living it up with the babes that they got no time to look at their financial situation. Before they know it, somebody shafted them out of all of their money. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, wrestlers and boxers and a lot of athletes, we're like oranges. We get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. And when there's no more juice, you just get another orange. And while they're squeezing this orange, I'm going to drink from the cup.
That's a good analogy. Good analogy. Now, you also have done work for both major groups here in the States, briefly with WCW.
Right.
When Ole Anderson was booking, I believe it was 1990, 91,
yeah,
around there.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And also, an interesting story with Titan Sports and the World Wrestling Federation. You had actually signed, I believe, a 2-year deal with them.
Right. Well, I went to WCW, Ole Anderson. I don't know how he knew about me, but I remember the only impression that I had about him is that he was a straightforward guy. I remember he called me and he goes, why do you want to come to the NWA? And I said, because I really think you have, says, I want to know what's the real reason you want to come into the NWA. And I told him, because I think you have the best athletes and I want to wrestle against them.
Right.
Well, I came in and I tore up my ligament. I either had cartilage or ligament damage in a match against Bobby Eaton. And luckily that Barry Windham taped me up and he gave me a knee brace and I went up hobbling to the ring and I represented Mexico with a guy called Rey Mysterio. We beat Chris Adams and Norman Smiley, who's now Black Magic in Mexico. We beat them. They were representing England. And then we went up against the Steiners, who were the eventual champions, and they beat us in a match where, you know, Scott really didn't want to prepare anything. So it could have come out a lot better, because I think Scott right now may be the most complete wrestler in the world. He needs to work a little bit more on learning how to sell, I feel. And he's probably second to Hiro Hase now that I think about it. But anyways, it should have been a better match. And I remember that Ole Anderson was fired while I was there, and Jim Ross told me, don't leave WCW because I will make sure that I get you a spot here. Just wait till we get a new booker. Well, it took about 3 or 4 months before Rhodes ever came in. During that time, Red Bastien had seen me in California in independent shows, and he told Pat Patterson about me. Pat saw me on the Starcade. He called me. I was very, very impressed at their treatment. You know, they picked me up in a limousine. They brought me to the office. I spent about an hour with Vince McMahon. He was a very charming man. He treated me very well. You know, that was obviously, that might have been a facade. And, you know, I told them an idea that I had for a robot outfit. I said, I got this idea where I'll go up. I got some oxygen canisters, CO2 canisters on my back, like a little backpack. I press a button, it emits smoke. I got a little tube strapped to my wrist, and confetti will come out of one arm and fire will come out of the other. We were going to do flash paper like what Abdullah uses or the Sheik. And, you know, it was a real cool outfit. It was futuristic looking. Well, for all of you that don't know what I'm talking about, it was the outfit Paul Diamond wore as Max Moon. I went there for a year and a half to TV tapings to perfect this outfit, because 1 week the flash paper would get stuck, the next week the CO2 canister wouldn't work, and so on and so forth. And then a lot of guys were complaining that how come we got to work his Mexican style and he's so small and he's that and he's that. But you know, the thing is that there was something that they all forgot. A lot of the wrestlers that were in the WWF or are there, you know, and in a way I fault Vince, because you got people like Terry Funk, you know, you got you know, people of that caliber who people couldn't believe in them because they weren't 6'8", 300 pounds, and, you know, had all these substances in them. So what was happening is, if you weren't this big, either this real big fat guy or this real big muscle guy, people just didn't believe in you. So everybody would look at me like, well, what's he doing here? And I would look at them, well, I know how to wrestle. What are you doing here? Because the difference between that I've seen between Mexico and the United States is, the wrestlers in Mexico get into wrestling because they want to learn how to wrestle. They want to get out of their neighborhoods. You know, they're hungry. They want to get out of there and make some income. And most of the American guys, they're bodybuilders. They say, well, hey, I didn't make it as a bodybuilder, I get into wrestling. I was a powerlifter, I didn't make it as a powerlifter, I get into wrestling. You know, and it's always like nobody wants to learn how to wrestle. Nobody wants to learn how to apply a hold, which is what they teach you in Mexico. In Mexico, you have to go through in front of 5 old-time wrestlers and convince them that you know how to wrestle, or they won't give you your license.
Wow. Now, of course, the phenomenal success in just 9 months AAA has had. Can you tell us how that whole situation developed with you working with Mr. Pena, and how it has branched off into perhaps the most successful promotion in Mexico right now?
Well, Antonio Pena is almost like a Vince McMahon, except more honest. In that I mean that he's a visionary. He's a renegade. He breaks taboos. He doesn't let people tell him he can't do this or that. You know, we used to be in the EMLL, which was the strongest group in Mexico at that time. We found out that the owner of the EMLL, Paco Alonso, was stealing a lot of our merchandising money. He was stealing a lot. He was cutting into our guarantees. And it was like a monopoly. Where else were you going to go? So he basically had all of us, you know. by the short and curly, so we don't get another word bleeped out here. And what happened was is Peña got sick of it because, you know, he was designing all the outfits. He was giving wrestlers all their names. He was doing all the angles. He was editing all the TV. He was checking to make sure that the commentator said what they had to say. He was doing public relay. You know, he was a one-man wrecking crew. He was doing everything and getting nothing in return. So finally he went to Televisa, which is a television conglomeration, which is almost like saying here in the United States, CNN, Fox, and ABC all put together. They own Mexico. They do anything they want, and they're seen in Europe, in Africa, and South America, and the United States. He went over there and he told them, hey, look, I got wrestling as a business. We can make money. They said yes. At the beginning, our competition did a lot of things to try to make sure that we never got off the ground, which I'm not going to go into now. But one of the things they did do was deport me out of Mexico. There was a little payola there, so I would get deported for a year. Thank God, through the connections that I had in the government, I came back in 3 weeks. A lot of dirty politics, but 9 months later, we brought down a promotion that's been around for 60 years and the other promotion that's been around for 17 years. We brought them down to their knees. And the only thing they can do is look at us in awe.
And, of course, Galavision and the AAA promotion is not only seen in Mexico and here in the United States, but all over the world, virtually.
Right. We get letters from everywhere, from Spain, from El Salvador, from France, from Italy, from all over.
Okay, a lot of things happening with the AAA promotion. And Terry Funk, listening down at the Double Cross Ranch in Canyon, Texas. Terry is still active in wrestling. And Terry, give us a progress report on what's been happening in your illustrious career.
Oh, a whole bunch, but I can't tell you about it. You just go ahead and watch, John.
Okay, lots of things happening for Terry Funk. I know you're going to be in Philadelphia next weekend.
Yeah, I'll be in Philadelphia next weekend, and that's going to be a real treat for me to be up there and possibly doing something that'll be different as far as your independent promoters are concerned. And I think it's a great idea to go ahead and open up wrestling in Philly and have your own TV show and feature your own wrestlers. And I've talked to Todd about it a lot, and I think it's a great idea. And I think it's a way to do things in this time and this era in the United States. I'm not so sure that it would work in Mexico or another part of the world, but you have to adapt yourself to what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on in the world today is that people are starving for wrestling within an area and hardcore style of wrestling that's the sport at its best. And hopefully Todd can give it to them and keep it local at the same time.
Yeah, and of course, I don't know if you want to get into it or not, but before we go into our next commercial break and before we open the phone lines up for the fans who are jamming the phone lines tonight here at the station, what happened with the recent situation with you and WCW? Now, they wanted you to come in, and then at the last minute you said, I don't want to go.
Yes, they did. I think it's any promotion's right to edit tapes. Don't misunderstand me. And I think if it helps their promotion, I'm sure that they can do it because they own the tapes. But I had a match with Ric Flair, which was an I Quit match. And in that particular match, I felt like I did very well. Well, whenever the tape aired, after whoever was responsible for it, which nobody will claim responsibility to, the editing of that tape, it was a match where Ric Flair completely dominated me, which that didn't happen in the ring, and I was very upset with it. And I thought to myself, at the time, they offered me a very good position down there. And I thought to myself, well, if they're doing that to me whenever I'm coming into there, what will they be doing to me 6 or 8 weeks or 3 months from now? And so I weighed the whole situation, and I decided it wasn't the right time or the right place to go into there.
And, of course, it was WCW's loss and a lot of the fans' opinions out
there.
Well,
possibly it was. I don't know if it was or not. They got a lot of gain out of it. Ric Flair certainly looked a whole lot tougher than Terry Funk at that particular time.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the classic matches.
Which I don't believe that he is.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do now, we're going to open up those phone lines, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to tell you about another one of the sponsors. As a matter of fact, this particular person has the authorization to sell the videotape which took place, the card took place Saturday, January 23rd of this year at the Airport Radisson for the Legends of Wrestling convention. It was a co-promoted WWA and ECW event, and it featured in the main event one of the best wrestling matches I've ever seen in my life, the I Quit match between Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Terry Funk. Also on that card, the British Bulldog, Kerry Von Erich's last match here on the East Coast. It's available from Rob Feinstein out of Philadelphia. It's just $20 for this tape. If you'd like to get a copy of this fantastic card, I just can't put it any blunter than that, call Rob at this number, 215-752-4279. That number again, 215-752-4279. And also available right now from Rob is a special tape featuring the best of the Steiners from Japan. Each tape is $20, two for $35. Or you can write to Rob for his video list at 865 Green Ridge Circle, Langhorne, Pennsylvania, zip code 19053. And we'll return with more of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. We'll take your calls for Conan and Terry Funk right after this.
Wrestling fans, don't go away. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Arizzi will return right after this short timeout. Wrestling fans, the Wrestling Today magazine hotline gives you the inside information you need to know. Wrestling journalist John Arizzi updates the line each day with no-holds-barred coverage on what's making news in and out of the ring. By calling 900-933-7526, you'll be an informed pro wrestling fan. That's 900-933-7526. The cost is just $1.49 a minute. Children under 18 must have their parents' permission before calling. Whether you have a touchtone or rotary phone, you can reach John Arizzi on the Wrestling Today magazine hotline. Now, for just $1.49 a minute, call 900-933-7526. 900-933-7526 today.
Okay, we're back. We also want to tell you about some upcoming events in the world of pro wrestling. ECW, the card we're talking about, takes place next week. That's next Friday night. The taping of the first six shows, which will air on Sports Channel in Philadelphia. It'll be held at Cabrini College in Radnor, Pennsylvania, in the Fieldhouse. Friday night, March 12th, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, March 13th, 12:30 p.m. That is Cabrini College at Radnor. Eddie Gilbert appearing at these tapings. Terry Funk, Jimmy Snuka, Sandman, Super Destroyers, all the stars of Eastern Championship Wrestling. For one show, it's $10. Or if you want to go to both shows, it's just $15. That's ECW beginning April 6th on Philadelphia Sports Channel. And they're taping their first six shows next weekend. Also, Universal Wrestling Superstars comes to Bayonne High School March the 19th at 8 o'clock. That's Jake Roberts, Demolition, Superfly, Snuka, Hercules. For tickets, call 201-339-2277. Purchase them at Bauer Sporting Goods. That number again, 201-339-2277. Saturday, March 20th, UWS Wrestling with the same stars at Holy Family Auditorium in Brooklyn. That's in Canarsie, East 98th Street in Flatlands. Give them a call, 718-531-6610. Friday, March 26th in Bensonhurst at Our Lady of Guadalupe Gym, 72nd Street and 15th Avenue. UWS again, tickets, 718-680-5111. And Saturday, March 27th, the Bushwhackers with Jake Roberts, Demolition, Superfly, Snuka, and Hercules at New Dorp, Staten Island, McKee, Staten Island Technical High School, Clawson Avenue in Staten Island. Tickets there, 718-442-1696. Okay, before we get to the phones, I also, Early Earl's sister, Marion Beck, she's been feeling under the weather, and I just wanted to wish her a quick get well soon. She's been listening to this program, Early, from you saying, for a very long time.
That's right. Big time wrestling fan.
Okay, and we wish her well, and always have to say hello to all the fans out there.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to start taking some calls. Terry Funk is on the line with us, direct from the Double Cross Ranch. Conan is sitting right next to me, and believe me, it's been a thrill just being able to talk wrestling with this guy today. Phenomenal athlete and one of the best in the business today. We're going to go to the phones. We are going to also, one other thing, next week there's a Knicks game, so we'll be on right after the game next week. You know, we'll probably be on time, but I just want to inform you because the second show, last week was it? There was a Ranger game and we went on a little late. So if there's ever a game on, we go on right after the game. Okay. Got took you there, business. Let's go to the phones now. We're going to go to Eric from Brooklyn, the first caller tonight. And why don't we do this? Punch up Eric. Eric, you're first tonight. Eric, are you there?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. I have a question for Terry Funk. Are you going to come back into wrestling one day again?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Where?
Before you know it.
No, I mean like WWF, WCW?
Probably Japan.
Japan?
Not probably, but I am, and I'm in the process of signing a very, very lucrative contract over there.
Is that still with the Baba Group, Terry?
I really don't want to comment on it at this time.
Okay, we respect that.
Respect it, but you'll be hearing about it shortly.
Sounds great, because the fans...
And as far as the United States is concerned... Yeah, I think that it's. I think that I better get back into it if I want to be around any longer. You know, you have to have exposure and everything else. And yeah, I'm very interested in it. But I'm very interested in. I believe that there are some other ways to come back into wrestling that are better than the opportunities that you have with the WCW and the WWF. I think that you have to look at timing, and I think the timing is now, and I think that you'll be hearing from Terry Funk before the summer is over. And don't forget what I'm saying.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of...
At any given moment, there are up to 3,000 people in witness protection in the UK, giving up their life for a new identity in a safe house. But what happens when it all goes wrong?
3 shot. 2 male, 1 female.
I'm Detective Inspector Liz Niles.
It's a safe house, sheltering a protected witness and his family.
Who did this?
I am going to find out. I promise.
Protection. Coming soon on ITV1 and ITVX.
I was very happy. Let's go back to the phones. Mike from College Point, you're next.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have one question for each of you. First,
all right.
How's it going, Mr. Funk?
Wonderful.
First of all, Conan...
Yeah.
What did you think of Paul Diamond's pitiful attempt at imitating you in the Max Moon outfit?
Paul Diamond. No, well, I wasn't pitiful. I just feel that, you know, he's a good athlete, and I think they never used him right. When he was in the AWA with Pat Tanaka, you know, he was still kind of green, but I think when he got to WWF, he had matured a lot as a wrestler, and I really think he is a good wrestler, but... You know, nobody ever taught him Mexican moves, and I almost feel like Vince McMahon told him, look, and I may be wrong, he said, look at a tape of Conan and try to do what he does. And, you know, obviously he couldn't do what I did because he wasn't trained in that style. But, you know, he wants to make a buck, and I really can't, you know, blame him. But I just felt that that for Vince McMahon, you know, I gave him the idea in good faith, and I thought in good faith he would let me go through with it. But so I'm more bitter with him than I am with Diamond.
You know, I just think it's a shame that they even went as far as copying the hair extensions.
Yeah, right.
The
hair extensions, exactly. And I just felt that all the shows that I went to, and this is my own personal belief, I felt all the shows I went to, some places there was silent heat because they were more like, well, what's going on here, you know. But I would hear the feedback from the people because I'm a realist. You know, if the people say, hey, you know, you weren't that good, you know, I like to know that. And if they say, hey, you did good, I like to know that too. And I would always purposely, after the match, hang out and wait for the fans to come out. And I would say... 95% of the reaction was, when are you coming back? You know, so I really thought I could have added another dimension to the WWF.
Okay, Mike, you got a question for Terry?
Yes. If you had 5 minutes in the ring with Eric Watts, what bone would you break first?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know where I would start on that young man. But I would like to say this and comment a little bit on what Conan has said, is you can't really blame the individual. And Conan doesn't. It's the organization that he's working for that you have to blame on a situation of stealing a guy's identity or whatever it might be, because the individual is just, you can't really blame them because they're trying to make a living like everybody else. And that's exactly what he told you, you know, Conan told you. I know from way back there, as my brother had another funk up there, you know, and they can call anybody what they want to call him. You know, there was an Abe Lincoln. If they want to call him Abe Lincoln, they can call him Abe Lincoln. If they want to call him Jimmy Jack Funk, they can call him Jimmy Jack Funk. There was no relation. You can't do anything about it, but nor can you blame the individual for doing it. It's not the individual you can blame. You have to blame the organization that they're working for.
Okay, thanks for your call, Mike. Let's go to James from Lindenhurst. James, you're next.
Yeah, Mr. Funk?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering, back in 1972, you wrestled your brother in a tournament final, I remember.
You bet.
Was this something that you wanted, or were you kind of pushed into that by the promoters?
I was not pushed into it at all. It was the finals of a tournament in Japan, and at that time, it was a very unusual situation. Bruiser Brody had broke his ankle before that particular tournament, and it was a one-night tournament, and I wrestled junior in that tournament in Japan, and it wasn't a pleasurable match for me because, you know, I don't think that I could ever beat my older brother no matter what the age is. It's a tough situation to go into when you're a younger brother and wrestling against an older brother. He's whipped me all of my life, and he darn sure whipped me that night, too.
Is there a video of that match available?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a video of about every match you've ever had in Japan. If you look hard enough, you'll find it.
I'm sure. Number to call is 212-477-5610. We're talking wrestling with Conan, the superstar from the AAA promotion out of Mexico, and also former world champion Terry Funk. We'll go back to the phones. I'm going to go to Oscar from Queens. Oscar, you're next.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that I agree with both of Conan's and Terry's comments about wrestling in general, and I just wanted to add that they were both speaking with a lot of candor. Now, just one question for each of you. It's the same question. I just want to just different opinions. Would you ever reconcile with the respective promotions that you separated with, you, Conan, the WWF, and you, Terry, the WCW?
Well, I would reconcile with WWF or WCW just for the simple fact that I feel that I have something to prove in the United States. I think I've proven a lot in Mexico, and I want to prove to the fans of the United States who I am and what I'm about. And the only thing that I would do is make sure that the contract the WWF gives you, basically, I think you're only promised like $150, and I think you're only promised like $50 per match. You're not even promised medical coverage. I remember I asked Vince specifically about that. I said, what's the deal here? What if I get hurt? He goes, well, our history shows that we take care of our people. I was kind of so excited that I was even being considered to be brought into the WWF. I probably would have signed for, you know, a WWF t-shirt. I just wanted to be in there. But now it's a whole different game. You know, I see that Vince, when he treated me nice at the initially, might have just been a smokescreen. I would just make sure that I got certain specifics down in the contract, how much money I was going to make, if I'm going to get a percentage, how do I know what percentage I'm going to make? Because they say you get a percentage of the gate, but who figures that out? And how do you know that the person that's figuring it out isn't ripping you off? I'd make sure that I got the percentage that's entitled to me. I'd just get a lot of specifics, but yes, I would go back.
And Terry?
Well, I'll tell you something. First off, is when you are a professional wrestler, is you want to accomplish certain things and reach a certain level in your business. And it's very unusual sport because it is worldwide, but it's not worldwide. Conan has become a star by working extremely hard within his country, and a superstar he has become. And he knows that he has ability, and he knows that he can do the job and do it well. He would like to show that ability in the United States. And before the Galavision came into being, he couldn't show his ability. But right now, because of Galavision, he is a star within the United States and a star to be reckoned with. And that's what the United States promoters have got to take into consideration, because he is very hot in this country right now. I know that I've gone to Europe and I've gone to Japan and everything else, and it's very important to me to be looked at not only by my peers in the United States, but my adversaries and peers throughout the world that say, hey, gosh, this guy really is that good. Hey, this guy can put people in the seats no matter where the arena is. And I truly believe that of Conan, and I still believe that of myself. As far as WCW is concerned and ever going back there and everything, it would be more difficult for me to go in there than Conan, because I've already proved that I am capable of drawing money. I've proved that I am a good wrestler within this country, but I would like to prove it other places around the world today. Even still, you know, I'm an old fart too, if you want to put it. You know, that's the bottom line. I'm an old fart. I don't know if I have time to prove it or not.
Good question, Oscar from Queens. Thank you very much for the call. The number 212-477-5610. Let's
John,
go.
Yes. Can I say something real quick to Terry?
Sure.
You know, it's to me, believe me, and I just want to say this on the air, is I'm very flattered that you think so highly of me or that you even know who I was. I had no
watch idea. You all the time.
I didn't know that you knew me or even watched me.
Oh, absolutely, because I'm a fan of your television production down there.
Thank you. I'm a student of the game, and I watch everything and anything I can get my hands on, and I have so many beautiful memories of you. When I was a kid, I used to go watch you in the Miami Beach Convention Center, and I somehow, right now I'm not a heel, but when I do turn heel, you'll see that my style is patterned after yours in many ways, and I feel that you're a legend, and you've really inspired a lot of wrestlers, and I really think that to this business, you're just a genuine, to me, a living legend, and I really feel that one day, maybe in Mexico, maybe in Philadelphia, in an independent promotion, either you and I are going to have a tag team match together, or maybe we'll be looking at each other eye to eye. But either way, it'll be a great pleasure for me, and I think a big treat for the fans.
Well, I want to say one more thing, and that's just not to put, pat you on the back or anything like that. But anytime, because it's not a pat on the back, it's the truth. But anytime you say, well, how do I know you? How do I know Galavision? How do I know AAA? Because I keep up with this, with my profession. Because you have to be on top of it. And whenever I'm sitting out there in Los Angeles and I turn on a TV and I see a bunch of guys that are out there that are outdrawing everybody else and doing business and big business and bigger business than the WWF or the WCW at that particular time, I say, hey, what's going on? Why are they doing it? And that's why I tuned into the thing, and you guys hooked me too, like you hook everybody else in the country.
Thank you.
And it is. You do get hooked. Once you watch the show one time, you're hooked. You guys got a big show. I don't even know if you could talk about it publicly or not.
Yeah.
Coming up, I believe, at the end of April.
Yeah, April 30th, we got a 50,000-seat bull ring in Mexico City, and we've only announced one match, and we've already sold 15,000 tickets. But the main event will be me against my main rival in Mexico called Cien Caras, a loser will retire. And underneath, we got Perro Aguayo, who's definitely the biggest living legend we have in Mexico, against the brother of Cien Caras, a guy I'm going to wrestle. His name is Mascaraño 2000. It'll be a mask versus hair match. And we'll have two other championship matches, including Blue Panther, who may be the most technically skilled wrestler, mat wrestler, that there is maybe in the world today. And, Antonio Peña come up with his surprises as usual. You know, next week, I want you to see the ring entrance of the first match. It's not to be believed. He brings in the heels in coffins and lanterns, and he brings them in hearses, and it's just incredible. It's a sight to behold, and I think everybody's going to enjoy it.
Okay, we got a real special surprise coming in. Can you guys just hang tough? I know we have two great guests right now.
Welcome back to another spectacular match day, but watch this. Looks like the fans are playing Coral's free reward shaker. The half and half scarfers shaking decisively for once. They bagged a super boost. Next to them, the prawn sandwich brigade. Oh, they've shaken up a free bet after that free lunch. Play Coral's free reward shaker to win guaranteed daily rewards and offers this season. Coral, we're here for it.
18 plus UK, max one reward or offer per player per day. Reward restrictions, requirements, and T's and C's apply. Gambleaware.org.
We lost two, Terry, but we got a couple of guests coming on in just a bit. I tell you what we're going to do. What should I do? Take a call? Oh, I have to read another spot anyhow, so let's read a spot right now. We got to talk about the guys from Holbro Paint once again. And Early Earl is sitting here with us with the collection of Holbro painting caps. And these are the guys that are responsible, I can't emphasize it enough, for bringing us back right here at WEVD. And I want everybody out there, if you haven't already stopped in to visit Holbro Paints, to do so. They're located at 1851 Flatbush Avenue. They have the lowest prices available, and for the month of March, a very special going on down at Holbro Paint. Now, with the purchase of Early Earl, can you participate in this spot here with me? With the purchase of 4 gallons of Benjamin Moore Regal products.
Regal Wall Satin, Aqua Glow, Aqua Velvet, or Aqua Pearl.
And ask for yourself or Johnny O.
You got it.
And you get a free gift?
Can't ask for Conan. I don't think he works here, so it's got to be me or Johnny O.
That's right, Double E, but I recommend this paint.
Well, Benjamin Moore, of course, great paint. Of course, if you buy 4 gallons, you'll get the free roller and tray, absolutely free. They're saying, come on down, get ready to rumble with Johnny O and Early Earl and the folks at Holbro Paint, 1851 Flatbush Avenue. The lowest prices available. And give them a call at 718-338-7800. They're right off of the Belt Parkway, just a few miles off the Belt Parkway.
Avenue U.
There you go. And you can stop in, pick up all those great Benjamin Moore products, and just stop in and mention this program. Buy 4 gallons of paint, the great Regal products. Ask for Johnny O or Early Earl. Get that free roller and tray kit value. That's $7.95, absolutely free. And keep tuning in here for more information on the special guest appearances by some celebrity wrestlers upcoming. Okay, and we also want to mention one other time, coming up on March 21st, that big telethon, a telethon for life, hosted by the Prince of Rock and Roll, Mickey B. That takes place on the cable systems on Long Island, Brooklyn, Queens Cable, Staten Island Cable, hosted by Mickey B. of Mickey B.'s Jukebox Review. Great celebrities there. John Ritter, the Belmonts, the Drifters, Gary U.S. Bonds. It's from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and it does support the Telethon for Life, does support the National Committee for Furtherance of Jewish Education on Long Island. Donations support counseling services for those who are victims of drug abuse or AIDS. They provide education for both children and adults all over Long Island. Sunday, March 21st. We'll tell you more about it next week. Okay. We have another 10 minutes to go or 8 minutes to go right here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. I want to thank our guests again, Terry Funk and Conan. Now, are we ready to take the other call as well? Is Terry back with us? Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we just go back to the phones then? Because they're all lining up like crazy. And last I knew, we were going back to line number 1. And let's see. No, we're taking line number 2. Is that what we're doing? Let's go to line number 2. Line number 2, Daryl from Manhattan.
Hello, John.
Yes.
I have a question for Conan.
Go right ahead.
What are some of the champions in your promotion?
Some of the champions, well, we have what's called national champions, which obviously is self-explanatory. And I think the first one, it would be Liz Mark is the junior heavyweight champion. The middleweight champion at this time, I believe, is Blue Panther. The welter champion is Rey Mysterio Jr., probably the hottest rookie in the world. And Those are the champions that we have right now. We don't have a world title yet.
And what do you think of the Global Wrestling Federation?
The Global Wrestling Federation. That's another one that I was going to go to with Joe Pettuccino until I saw what they were all about. I just really think the truth. I don't mean to talk bad about anybody, but It's almost embarrassing to watch that show. It's almost embarrassing, the production value, the talent, not all of it. And it's a pretty pathetic show. And I, you know, that's basically my opinion.
Okay, number to call, 212-477-5610. We'll go to line number four. Lou from Brooklyn, you're next.
How you doing, Conan?
How you doing?
My question to you is, do you think the AAA promotion would ever hold events in the United States?
Yeah, well, we held one in Los Angeles, and for those of you that don't know, WWF, I think, was running once a month or once every month and a half, and we outdrew everything they had ever done until Ric Flair and Bret Hart met a few months back. But we probably would have outdrawn them because we left 3,000 people standing outside at the Cal State gym. That, by the way, was televised on Galavision, and we have a very, very strong very big following over there because, as you know, it's very multicultural city, and a lot of Hispanics dominate. But I what I would really like to do is come into New York City.
Okay.
We'll move away from Hispanics, but we'll gear more for like a New York audience if they had the opportunity.
Excuse me?
If they had the opportunity to also include other than Hispanics, like in New York.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, and we don't want to make this just focus it just on pure Latin wrestlers. You know, we want to draw everybody. And I think it's a time that the blacks had somebody that was a champion or somebody that had drawing power, and that maybe the Asians and whatever. You know, we just want to draw people and have them watch our style, which we think is the most exciting in the world.
Okay. Terry Funk is still with us also, right? And we're going to join a very special guest. We're full of surprises here tonight. On line number three, direct from Massachusetts, we're going to talk to the Honky Tonk Man. Honky, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but you forgot one thing, the greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time, John.
And I probably had the toughest match of my career tonight because I hadn't wrestled Terry Funk or Conan yet. I don't know how tough they are, but I had Walter Killer Kowalski. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's a tough man, but I stretched him from ring post to ring post, and he'll never get in the ring with a Honky Tonk Man again, John. And let me say this, 2 weeks ago, last Thursday, I was in that great city of New York. Compliments of the federal government. That's right, a subpoena from the U.S. Justice Department to testify in front of the grand jury investigating the WWF and Titan Sports. And believe me, they asked a lot of tough questions, and I gave them the answers that they needed.
Well, I'm sure the people in Connecticut appreciate the plug.
All I can say is this.
I need some answers. Will you answer them?
It's lawsuit.
Answer them the way that I need them answered.
I can tell you this. I answered the questions to the best of my ability with the
funeral
most truthfulness and all the knowledge that I had.
With all the knowledge you had?
And I'm a book of knowledge.
And you're a book of knowledge.
The greatest of all time. And Terry Funk, if you ever come out of retirement and you want to wrestle somebody, I'll shake, rattle, and roll you.
What a way to close the program.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, boy. And, Honky, when are you going to be back up in this area for wrestling activities?
Oh, wrestling,
I want to know who his lawyer was.
The wrestling, they said...
Who was your lawyer, Honky Tonk Man? Who was your lawyer?
The lawyer, it was the U.S. Justice Department lawyers. These are federal prosecutors, two FBI agents. They depositioned me for
okay, okay,
hands.
Okay, okay, we don't want to get into that. Hey, listen, guys, you know, I'm going to tell you all something right now, okay? Hello, hello, gentlemen, champions, men of wrestling, superstars.
And I had to tell them what the double cross was all about.
You told them what the double cross is about.
You better believe it.
What am I supposed to... Guys, we only have a couple minutes to go here, okay? We got a representative of the station sitting in the other room freaking out. You know, this show is being listened to by the man himself in Connecticut. So say hello to him. Go ahead. Say hi.
Hi, Vince. Bye, Vince.
Okay, guys. Listen, Honky, are you there? Hello?
The finest everything that you can possibly want is on the Double Cross Ranch.
And
we don't allow any varmints are sidewinders like you on the premises. Do you understand that or not?
They're starting a feud right here on the program tonight. Honky, are you there? He's gone. Terry Funk is gone. Who is gone? What are we doing here? I got to cut him off. Okay, Honky, listen, thank you very much for the phone call, wherever you are in Massachusetts. And Terry from the Double
Give
Cross...
Give me the order. Get off the damn phone right now. We was having a fine conversation till you
He's
got
gone.
On here.
He's gone. He's finished.
Just hang up the phone, huh?
I thought he was going to talk about Donnie Leibel that brought him on to talk about that match with Kowalski tonight, but I guess he had some other things on his mind. We got about 1 minute to go here, and hopefully we'll be back next week to talk more wrestling with you.
He's the worst wrestler in the world today.
Well, he's already
gone.
The
very worst. I can't think of one person that I would like to go into the ring with more than Honky Tonk, because assure myself of a victory going into the ring against the Honky Tonk, because he is such a lousy, poor excuse for a professional athlete in the 90s.
Wow. Terry.
Yes.
We got to wrap it up. We got to wrap it up. We only got about 30 seconds to go here.
I'm ready to wrap it
up. Well, we have to cut. You know, our 200th show is next Saturday. Maybe you could join us for the 200th show celebration. I want to thank Conan for stopping by here in New York to visit us. And Terry, I want to thank you for appearing from the Double Cross Ranch. Terry, we'll talk to you next week, okay?
The Honky Tonk is a moron.
Okay, gentlemen. Listen, we will return next week, hopefully to talk more wrestling right here on this program. Until next week, Conan, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you very much, and I just want to say bye one more time to my idol, Terry Funk, and a little bye to Vince. What comes around goes around.
Okay. Hopefully we'll talk more wrestling with you on our 200th show next Saturday right here on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Good night, everybody.
That's all for this week, wrestling fans. Join us next week for another edition of Pro Wrestling Spotlight, sponsored by Hullbro Paint Industries of Brooklyn. Tune in next week for the latest pro wrestling news right here on WEVD, New York's Greater 1050.
Opinions expressed by callers and guests of the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of the producers, sponsors, and host of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, nor the staff and management of WEVD. The preceding show has been a paid program with broadcast time purchased from WEVD AM.
The topics range from allergies to aging. On From Allergies to Aging, Sunday mornings beginning at 10 o'clock with your host, Dr. Paul Utsis, right here on WEVD New York. Traffic News.